I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A new state law could change when and how people in Georgia use fireworks. GPB's Drew Dawson reports.
In the parking lot of the Walmart on Augusta's busy Bobby Jones Expressway, Russell Folger sells fireworks from a long white trailer.
Welcome to where we can make big explosions happen.
He's adjusting to life under House Bill 419. The new law gives local governments the option to enact noise ordinances that make fireworks illegal, except on and around certain holidays. The law also requires sellers to post signs directing buyers to check with local authorities before using them and to be considerate of veterans and pets. But Russell Folger says most of his customers remain unconcerned.
What we have seen, people are buying this stuff and some are going out immediately, shooting it off.
In 2015, the state passed a law legalizing fireworks in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
Forest Park is now the sixth city in Georgia to decriminalize marijuana. CBS 46 reports the city council voted 3-2 in favor of the change, which will make possessing small amounts of marijuana a ticketable offense. First-time offenders will be charged $100, then $300 for a repeat offense. After that, any subsequent violations will be left to the discretion of a judge. The move to decriminalize weed started 2 years ago in Clarkston, followed by Atlanta, unincorporated Fulton County, and the new city of South Fulton. The only other Georgia city outside Metro Atlanta is Savannah. The Atlanta Hawks opened the 2018 NBA Summer League last night, losing to the Memphis Grizzlies by a score of 103-88. First-round pick Trae Young had a tough debut for the Hawks, shooting only 1-for-11 on three-point attempts. The rookie from Oklahoma spoke with ESPN after the game.
This is all a process. I mean, this is just the first one in Summer League. Hopefully I can carry that over to tomorrow and just keep going, keep getting better each and every day. That's my main thing, is keep getting better.
The NBA Summer League is a two-week showcase for young and inexperienced players. Atlanta will begin the regular season in October. Tens of thousands of runners are expected to hit the streets of Atlanta tomorrow for the AJC Peachtree Road Race. The 6.2-mile course starts at Lenox Square and travels down Peachtree to 10th Street in Midtown, finishing just outside Piedmont Park. Many roads along the course will be closed early tomorrow, including large sections of Peachtree and Lenox Road, as well as the Buckhead Loop. Event officials are issuing a yellow alert ahead of the race, meaning spectators and runners should be cautious due to the heat and humidity. The earliest groups will start racing just before 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. The AJC Peachtree Road Race is one of the largest 4th of July events in the country. For more news, visit gpbnews.org or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.